Anglický jazyk, úroveň A2, poslechová část testu 2.
Task 1. You will hear 5 dialogues. For each dialogue, choose the correct answer, A, B, C or D. Dialogue 1.
Hi, Jessica. Are you enjoying the evening?
Yes, it's great. I can't wait to open the presents.
I hope that big blue box is for me.
Well, it isn't. I've bought it myself for...
It's for Harry, isn't it? What is it?
A big surprise. Don't ask me. Have you tried any food?
Yes. The tuna sandwiches are wonderful. I'm full. Let's have something to drink now.
Listen to the dialogue again.
Hi, Jessica. Are you enjoying the evening?
Yes, it's great. I can't wait to open the presents.
I hope that big blue box is for me.
Well, it isn't. I've bought it myself for...
It's for Harry, isn't it? What is it?
A big surprise. Don't ask me. Have you tried any food?
Yes. The tuna sandwiches are wonderful. I'm full. Let's have something to drink now.
Dialogue 2.
Excuse me, Mr. Campbell. Could I ask you about something, please?
Yes, Nick. Of course. What's the problem, Nick?
I would like to take an exam in English. The key English test.
That's a great idea. I'm very pleased that you want to do more than just school projects and English homework.
Yes, Mr. Campbell. My friend also says an exam certificate can be a useful thing if we want to study English abroad in the future.
Your friend is right. So if you ask me, try it.
Well, I feel the grammar we have done this week is very difficult. There are a lot of mistakes in my homework. I worry I can lose a lot of points in the writing part if I cannot use grammar correctly. Do you think we could do more grammar exercises in lessons?
Of course we could. Anyway, Nick, sometimes you only need more time to understand new things. Don't worry.
Listen to the dialogue again.
Excuse me, Mr. Campbell. Could I ask you about something, please?
Yes, Nick, of course.
What's
the problem, Nick?
I would like to take an exam in English. The key English test.
That's a great idea. I'm very pleased that you want to do more than just school projects and English homework.
Yes, Mr. Campbell. My friend also says an exam certificate can be a useful thing if we want to study English abroad in the future.
Your friend is right. So if you ask me, try it.
Well, I feel the grammar we have done this week is very difficult. There are a lot of mistakes in my homework. I worry I can lose a lot of points in the writing part if I cannot use grammar correctly. Do you think we could do more grammar exercises in lessons?
Of course we could. Anyway, Nick, sometimes you only need more time to understand new things. Don't worry.
Dialogue 3.
Mum, what's mole?
Mole? It's a kind of Mexican sauce, I think. Why are you asking, David?
Well, there'll be a competition in the new restaurant.
I've never seen you cook, David.
It won't be about cooking this time, and nobody will ask you silly questions like what the second most popular fruit is in Britain.
So what is the competition about?
They will put a scarf on your eyes, and then you will try 10 kinds of food. Fruit, vegetables, meat, sweets, everything. And you will have to say what it is. That's fun, isn't it?
Interesting.
Well, it won't be that easy. They won't test if we can tell vegetable soup from strawberry ice cream. It'll be the international food. For example, from Japan, India, or Mexico. I've never been to any of these countries.
Is it so difficult to find some information about world food on the internet? Of course, it would be better if you could taste everything too. Anyway, you'll feel more comfortable there if you know some names at least. I hope the competition is free.
Yes, it is. But you must guess 6 kinds of food.
Okay, David. What about having dinner in an Indian restaurant tomorrow?
Listen to the dialogue again.
Mum, what's mole?
Mole? It's a kind of Mexican sauce, I think. Why are you asking, David?
Well, there'll be a competition in the new restaurant.
I've never seen you cook, David.
It won't be about cooking this time, and nobody will ask you silly questions like what the second most popular fruit is in Britain.
So what is the competition about?
They will put a scarf on your eyes, and then you will try 10 kinds of food. Fruit, vegetables, meat, sweets, everything. And you will have to say what it is. That's fun, isn't it?
Interesting.
Well, it won't be that easy. They won't test if we can tell vegetable soup from strawberry ice cream. It'll be the international food. For example, from Japan, India, or Mexico. I've never been to any of these countries.
Is it so difficult to find some information about world food on the internet? Of course, it would be better if you could taste everything too. Anyway, you'll feel more comfortable there if you know some names at least. I hope the competition is free.
Yes, it is. But you must guess 6 kinds of food.
Okay, David. What about having dinner in an Indian restaurant tomorrow?
Dialogue 4. Nora, have you always wanted to work at a zoo?
I think so. Thanks to my parents. My mother is a biology teacher and my father was a vet. When I was a child, my room was like a pet shop. A rabbit, 4 hamsters, a pair of parrots. Once I even kept a snake.
Only a few people get the job they wanted when they were small. Are you happy at work?
Yes, I am. Most of the time, especially when a baby animal is born.
What makes you unhappy then, when an animal dies?
Well, you might think that the worst moment is when an animal dies. Of course, it's always sad for everyone, but death is a natural part of our life. If I know that the animal had a good life and I did everything to make it good, the situation is not so difficult for me.
Is there anything worse?
Worse is not the best word, but I'm more unhappy when visitors don't respect the rules and when they give food to animals.
People shouldn't do that, of course. But why is it so important for you?
Crisps and sweets are bad for people, and they're even worse for bears or monkeys. Every animal needs its specific food to be healthy. Snakes, for example, need rats and rabbits. A lot of people say they love animals. I wish they also tried to learn something about them.
Let's hope they will.
listen to the dialogue again. Nora, have you always wanted to work at a zoo?
I think so. Thanks to my parents, my mother is a biology teacher and my father was a vet. When I was a child, my room was like a pet shop. A rabbit, four hamsters, a pair of parrots. Once I even kept a snake.
Only a few people get the job they wanted when they were small. Are you happy at work?
Yes, I am. Most of the time, especially when a baby animal is born.
What makes you unhappy then, when an animal dies?
Well, you might think that the worst moment is when an animal dies. Of course, it's always sad for everyone, but death is a natural part of our life. If I know that the animal had a good life and I did everything to make it good, the situation is not so difficult for me.
Is there anything worse?
Worse is not the best word, but I'm more unhappy when visitors don't respect the rules and when they give food to animals.
People shouldn't do that, of course. But why is it so important for you?
Crisps and sweets are bad for people, and they're even worse for bears or monkeys. Every animal needs its specific food to be healthy. Snakes, for example, need rats and rabbits. A lot of people say they love animals. I wish they also tried to learn something about them.
Let's hope they will. Dialogue 5.
What are you reading, Aisha?
What is in a name?
What sort of book is that?
It's a book about our names and their meanings, Martin. There are over 1,000 names in the book, and you can learn what they mean.
What does your name mean, then?
Aisha means healthy and well. It can also mean life.
Did your parents choose this name for you because of this?
I don't believe so. I think it was simply because a lot of girls are called Aisha in my country. At least my parents didn't have to spend much time finding a name for me. Some parents give very fashionable names to their children. For example, names they know from films or pop music.
Yes, sometimes very funny names like Imagine or Sunday.
So I'm happy my parents like traditions. Anyway, I am the only Aisha in our family. We have three Fatimas. My grandma, one of my aunts, and one of my cousins are all Fatimas. But I am the first Aisha in the history of our family, so I am quite proud of my name.
Listen to the dialogue again.
What are you reading, Aisha?
What is in a name?
What sort of book is that?
It's a book about our names and their meanings, Martin. There are over 1,000 names in the book, and you can learn what they mean.
What does your name mean, then?
Aisha means healthy and well. It can also mean life.
Did your parents choose this name for you because of this?
I don't believe so. I think it was simply because a lot of girls are called Aisha in my country. At least my parents didn't have to spend much time finding a name for me. Some parents give very fashionable names to their children. For example, names they know from films or pop music.
Yes, sometimes very funny names like Imagine or Sunday.
So I'm happy my parents like traditions. Anyway, I am the only Aisha in our family. We have three Fatimas. My grandma, one of my aunts, and one of my cousins are all Fatimas. But I am the first Aisha in the history of our family, so I am quite proud of my name.
Task 2. You will hear a pupil presenting her project on Agatha Christie. Complete each question with one word or number.
Agatha Mary Clarissa Christie is probably the world's most famous detective story writer. She wrote about 70 novels and also some plays. She lived quite an unhappy life. She was born on 15 September 1890 in Torquay in England. She was the third child of Clarissa and Frederick Miller. Agatha was a very beautiful and kind girl, and she had very long golden hair. She didn't go to school. She was educated at home by her mother. Agatha's mother taught her to read and write, as well as mathematics and music. Agatha also learned to play the piano. Her father died when she was just 11 years old. During World War I, she worked as a nurse in a hospital. At the beginning of the war, she got married for the first time. Archie Christie became her husband. But the marriage was unhappy, and they stayed together only 6 years. They had one daughter called Rosalind. Agatha wrote her first book just after the war and her first play, The Mousetrap, in 1952. There are two main characters in her books and stories. The first one is Miss Marple, who Christie liked very much. There is also a well-known Belgian detective, Hercule Poirot, who is very clever. Finally, Agatha became happy in her second marriage. She married Max Mallevin. He studied old cultures in Syria and Iraq. She followed him on his journeys, and some of her books describe his work. She died in 1976.
Listen to the dialogue again.
Agatha Mary Clarissa Christie is probably the world's most famous detective story writer. She wrote about 70 novels and also some plays. She lived quite an unhappy life. She was born on 15 September 1890 in Torquay in England. She was the third child of Clarissa and Frederick Miller. Agatha was a very beautiful and kind girl, and she had very long golden hair. She didn't go to school. She was educated at home by her mother. Agatha's mother taught her to read and write, as well as mathematics and music. Agatha also learned to play the piano. Her father died when she was just 11 years old. During World War I, she worked as a nurse in a hospital. At the beginning of the war, she got married for the first time. Archie Christie became her husband. But the marriage was unhappy, and they stayed together only 6 years. They had one daughter called Rosalind. Agatha wrote her first book just after the war and her first play, The Mousetrap, in 1952. There are two main characters in her books and stories. The first one is Miss Marple, who Christie liked very much. There is also a well-known Belgian detective, Hercule Poirot, who is very clever. Finally, Agatha became happy in her second marriage. She married Max Mallevin. He studied old cultures in Syria and Iraq. She followed him on his journeys, and some of her books describe his work. She died in 1976.
konec poslechové části testu.